T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's time for an all-new Team PXY quarantine confessions, and certainly the quarantine's been lonely for most people, right? For a lot of people, a lot of isolation, especially if you live alone. I feel for our afternoon guy, Debbins, lives by himself. It's just Debbins there hanging out with himself for so much of this.
And but he has his plants.
I guess he's got his plants. But he not the only one going through that. We've got a listener on now. Voice changers all fired up. You also live alone, and this has been a lonely experience for you.
Hi, yeah, it has been. So I guess my confession is, I live alone. I don't even have a cat. I have a plant.
Oh, you're a plant person too. Are you single? Can we set you up with Debbins? Into plants?
Yeah.
Might have a love connection here. It's possible.
Sure.
Not a bad idea. And I haven't been working, so I don't have like coworkers that I'm talking to on Zoom or anything like that. It's been
pretty
very
tricky.
Lonely. And I don't want to like go online and find people because everybody on like there are a lot of creepers and weirdos online.
Sure,
and,
okay.
So it's just like I just want to talk to people, and all my neighbors, everybody's just like they don't even want to come out of their apartments. It's so crazy. So I just have I've kind of been taking advantage of the telemarketers when they call me, and I keep them on the phone.
No.
And.
Just for the social interaction?
It makes me very happy when I get a call now.
Oh. Even like, the Visa guys that call, all the time.
I talk to them, because everybody's buying stuff in quarantine. And so, it's really easy to get them talking. I think they're just as lonely as I am,
really. Totally. Well, they're probably sick and tired of people just, screaming at them. So it's probably a nice change of pace that you, actually want to have a conversation with them. This is amazing. Look, I know we've said on the show a bunch that this has brought out an appreciation for a lot of things that we didn't appreciate before. But I got to be honest. Until you just said that, it would not have crossed my mind that there would have been a new appreciation for telemarketers.
Okay. Have you had any callers tell you that you want a free cruise? Because some of the people that call aren't actual real people. Do you talk to robots as well? Or
right.
Do you just stick to the strictly
get really sad
humans?
When it's a robot? Oh, come on. Zero. Must talk to a real person.
I have tried a couple of times. The ones that really sound like people, when they answer and they go, hi.
They're tricky.
And then it pauses.
Oh. And you're like, hey, girl, what's up?
Oh, my God. You're the first person that said hi to me in 5 days. Oh, you're not real? Oh, God.
Yeah, that was a pretty low point.
Ballpark estimate, how long are you spending on the phone talking to these said telemarketers?
Some of them, if they're, because they have their supervisors and their work requirements, or whatever, I can maybe get them to stay on 5 to 10 minutes.
Wow.
But I did have one guy, I called, actually, they didn't call me. I have also reached out to a few customer service people.
I was just going to ask that.
Really dark times, and I called Apple tech support and was able to get a hold of somebody. And this girl, she and I talked for about 25 minutes.
Are you just breaking things around your house to, like, call someone to have them fixed? Like, oh, Apple TV remote's not working. It's like, nope, you just have to change the batteries. But, like, sounds good.
How do these conversations end? That's what I want to know. Are they like, okay, well, I got to run. Talk to you later.
Pretty much. I mean, like, I have to get back to work now.
Guys, I'm, like, okay, this is crazy. But I was just on TikTok yesterday, like I always am. And I saw this TikTok and someone on there was doing something similar to you.
Really?
And they actually, it was someone from Disney Plus. They were calling about their membership or what have you. And the guy was like hitting on her.
Oh.
And he was like, here's my Snapchat. Like,
oh yeah, I think that's against the rules. I don't think you're supposed to do that.
I'm curious for your own situation, because this actually happened to my girlfriend Rachel last week. Does it ever turn into, like, a sex call? Because my girlfriend Rachel was on the phone with an Amazon guy. She broke her iPad. She's a rookie. And he was like, what color is your hair? Like,
wait, what?
You sound so beautiful. And she was, like, going along with it because she wanted a free iPad.
Yeah.
But, like, does it ever get to that level? Because if it does, like, good for you, sister. You know how to pull them.
It hasn't.
But you kind of wish it did. You don't have to lie about it here on Team PX.
Yeah, you're on the voice.
Well, you might have just given me an idea. Quarantine doesn't lift her.
Oh no! Oh boy! Just when we thought it couldn't get any lower, just call in customer service.
You gotta do what you gotta do, sister.
Hey,
you really do.
Hey, I'm calling about my warranty. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like that one Progressive commercial. Right? It's like that one Progressive commercial, like, who are you talking to? It's Jake from State Farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only Jake isn't right. Wearing pants now after this phone call.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Make sure your hands are above your, you know what I mean.
Well,
anyways.
Well,
nobody's going to catch me but my plants.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, no shame. They're not going to judge you. No judgment for your plants. So, you know, the motto on this show is always, you're never alone. I don't know about this one. I'd like to say that there are people out there doing this, but I just don't know.
Again, we will give you Devin's number. Maybe you guys can connect.
Yeah, there you go. Great idea. Look, we've solved this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.